So here's the place where the next Templar's chapel is. So here this is the chapel of the Matroni. Say here, Marie Dou, Mère for pyramid, Ri for the sun, Dou. Okay. Well, there's pyramid sun in it, or pharaohs. So it's a dead end. Let's have a look then, eh? Oh, there it is. You know, every time I look around here, I'm stunned by the beauty of the country. I don't know what that is. You see? A pharaoh. Where did they go to? Down there. That pharaoh. Everywhere. Always controlling the valleys and all that. So I couldn't find the bloody church. No. What's that? Another pharaoh. Everywhere, you know, everywhere. Anyway, that also looks like pharaoh. Or maybe that's my church. I don't understand it. There was a sign on the other side. Well. So I'm here at in February, Pyrenees. But, well, that's not the Pyrenees, they're on the other side. Can't see them now, it's all snow-topped. I'm stunned by the beauty of this country, you know. Everywhere, you know, everywhere it looks like this. If you go north, not so much in the west maybe. South, east, beautiful. And, yeah. It's not worth it to go and look at the Eiffel Tower or go to the, you know, go to Nice. There's nothing there. It's horrible. People are all heaped up, all piled up there, you know, and they're not really nice. You know, like the same, you know, the gilets jaunes, the yellow jackets. You saw it, you know. We're having a nice time there. We're like having a picnic, free wine, food, pâté, soup. Nice people. Bloody hell, no, not even cops there. If you go into town, in a big town, well, you got, instead of a soup, you got a tear gas. Instead of a sandwich with pâté, you got, you know, like LBD 40, you know, trying to shoot your eyes out like bloody horrors, you know. Like, and the rest of your life, you walk around with the all-seeing eye. And they do it on purpose. It's a very precise Swiss weapon. The Swiss, they think about everything, you know, they calculate everything. So if you go to the big town, it's like, instead of having a nice wine, you know, well, you fill it in yourself. You know, they do some waterboarding with you. I take you down station, do the waterboarding. Yeah, okay, that's it. Instead of a nice wine I got, you know, in big towns in Paris, they do your waterboarding. Like code O2T, oxygen deprivation. It attacks the head because there's 80% of the oxygen that goes to the head first, where the inflammation is. They did the same with me for 5.5 years. Doing a oxygen deprivation, like a waterboarding in Switzerland. Just no oxygen, you know. That's the principle of waterboarding. I mean, it's not for nothing, you know, I've got my cocaine import agency channel, you know. So please step into our nearest office and we'll give you a free waterboarding session. Ah, nice, just before it was raining, now it's sunny coming out. Hello? You know, I've noticed, I saw it yesterday again, you know, the French, I call them like little rabbits, you know. They always need a woman, you know, and like the, they are like afraid, like, oh, if I don't have a woman, maybe I won't survive the night or something, you know. Well, it's not the way, you know, it's not the way we do it in South Africa, you know. Yeah, you know. And I saw it yesterday at the Yellow Jackets gathering, you know. What they were really doing there, you know, like was, in French they call it the drague, you write it drag. You know, they try to drag the woman into whatever, who knows where, you know. And after that, they're all flat out, you know, there's no more air in it, they're all tired, you know. Oh, leave me alone, honey, I want to go to sleep, you know. No more revolution. And nobody understood really anything, you know, about the real depth about, you know, what's really going on. They don't understand it, they don't want to understand it, it's a few only. Most of them, they are just lonely, they want to be, you know, we're all together, drink some wine and, you know, and be like this afterwards, you know. Instead of like that, hey? Not like this, like this, hey? The rabbits, the wolf. Okay. Yeah. The whole thing is misery. That too is misery, mate. You know, if you want to do a real revolution, you know how to steer the energies, you know. You have to practice sexual sublimation. The sublimation of your sexual energies. You can't make a revolution, you know, like this. It won't work, mate, Frenchy, you rabbit. Like this, sexual sublimation. Get it? Right. I'll put a ring around your dick or something. Wow, that's what I call a worm, eh? Whoa, it's long, eh? Remind me of the film Dune. Wow, that's long. You can fish a bloody shark with that in Cape Town. Oh, a whitey, a white shark. Wow, that's a big one, eh? I suppose this is the head, because it's... That's where he's going to, yeah? Where are you? Wow, amazing, eh? Breakfast. Wow, that's big, eh? Compared to my... There's another snake there. He thinks there's another snake there, which he's going to. Yeah, look, he is white. Hey, look, he is all black here in front, you know? Looks like the fellas of a Negroid. Well, not that they ever see one, you know, and I don't want to ever see one, but, you know. Okay, I'm, you know, don't pull the racist card on me, please, you know. I'm still your pal, Africans, you know, here white, here black, you know. Actually, it's a compliment, you know, it's a compliment. It's not racist, it's a compliment. You said, I mean, the size, you know, the size, yeah, okay. We all know that, the size. That's a considerable size, eh? You see, it's a considerable size, yeah? You see, it's a compliment. Not like this one. It's a little Frenchy size here. Look at that. Bloody rabbits. Well, you too are rabbits. You only think about that. Oh, look, yeah, you only think about one thing, eh? That's why it's a mess in Africa, you know? Sexual sublimation. Yeah, there's only one thing that keeps me warm. It's my dust bag, my sleeping bag. Okay, get it? I'm pretty sure that's it, eh? Old Templar's Chapel. Looks old. I mean, you don't need a door like that for the cows, eh? It's not a house either, it must be that. So, I mean, there was a sign here. So, in the middle of the night, I went straight ahead. I went all the way up to the hill there, and I slept there. How do you think? How do you think I have to? I find it. You know? How can I find this? I mean, shit, man. I never find that in the dark. I had been looking there for 3 hours. I'm so tired. Oh, there are the Pyrenees. Spain, Andorra, the Prince of Andorra. No, Swissy, it's not back home there. Swissy, no, I told you, it is not. No, stay where you are, we don't want you here. Yeah, I found it, it was there, eh? Look, nice river, La Rieja. So they were nicely situated, you know, next to the strong mountains, Le Montfort, or the other one, like the beer, I forgot the name, reminding him them of Switzerland, eh? Look at that. And here it is. There it is. Yeah. So this one is from 1195, so just the end of the 12th century. And the other one I shown you, it was from, I told you the 11th century, but it's the 12th century. The other one, Montsonnet, from 1142. So it's always the same era, it's always the same, yeah. And guess who was here, folks? Guess who was here, eh? You know, talking about that snake before, or the worm. Well, the worm was there, look at it, here he was. Kofi Annan, look at it, hey? Almost sounds like Anon, Anonymous. Well, they are anonymous, hey? Kofi Annan. I mean, ancient secret, the former Secretary General of the United Nations, hey? Swaziland, the United Nations. Hey, you even got a Peace Prize of Nobel, and he's going to see the Templars, right? Ah, yeah, of course. Well, what is this Freemason doing here? You know, if the Freemasons didn't come out of the Knights Templars, eh? Yeah, look. And it says, tolerance is a virtue that makes peace possible. Now, what does that mean? Yeah? It means if we are tolerant and accept everything, then our masters have peace. An olive tree, so biblical. They planted an olive tree on a little pyramid here. Disgusting, isn't it? I mean, how does he know this? I mean, I needed the whole night to find this in the dark. How does he know it? You know, I was bloody tired, you know, running around in the dark. Of course I couldn't see it from there. My lamp doesn't go that far. For 3 hours, I was exhausted. And I didn't find a place to sleep because I gave it up. Well, how does this bugger know it? Yeah? Because of his pals, yes? Because of his pals. And when the lords, you know, the old world's order up there in their castles, you know, when they were shagging the women, raping them, the jus primi noctis, well, these blokes here, they were just shagging each other because they didn't have anything else. Hey, Swiss, eh? Yeah, this one too, they're all shagging each other, yeah? Disgusting. So this is old, eh? It was 1,000 years old, this stuff, you know. Very old. You can count the stones here, you know. It's a, you know, as I told you, these Templars chapels and churches, they always have this round thing, you know, attached to it. At the back here, it's round here. Probably reminds them of a male arse or something, eh? A round thing at the back, eh? Disgusting dudes. That's why we have all these perverts and pedophiles, you know, on top of it all. As above, in English, arse above, so below, and so something, your seeds, yeah? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, all these funny signs there up there, eh? Can't see very much with this LCD screen. I think I got it there. Yeah, all these funny signs there. Yeah, there's another one. It's octagon, isn't it? Yeah, look, to shoot out. Nice church, hey? Welcome. We have our Sunday mass coming up, yeah? We shoot you first. Oh, it's hexagonal. Hexagonal stuff. A lot more to see here. I'll show it to you. Probably the guard pissing on this corner here too, a little bit too much, hey? Just deteriorating it. Well, let's have a look. Door. Tried to get my cam in. Sorry for that. Okay, the whole hand through. So, well, what is that? I can't see it.
Going like this, huh? Oh, there it is. Now, what is it? Okay, this is a bit difficult. I'm sorry for the, it's going slow. I'm standing, you know, like in a Swiss prison. Oh, Swiss prison, it's all closed. It's airtight. Just in a middle-aged, a medieval prison here. And I'm looking, I'm having my arms through the bars here. There's the other door. So Kofi Annan was here, you know. Well, what did he do here? There's no champagne or something? What is he doing here? You know, it's all stones, and I mean, don't they have something like that in Africa or something? What is he doing here? Satanic, folks, they probably did a ritual as well. Look at that. Look at this here. They probably did a ritual. There's nothing around here. No child, you know, nobody hears the children cry. Okay, I'll just go around the corner as far as I can. You know, around so you can see something. I can't see anything here. Yeah, the other corner here. I'll have a look. I'll watch that later. Yeah. Okay. Oh, was that a mess? Oh, bloody hell. Oh, that looks awful, eh? Kofi Annan. Hiya. Kofi. It's probably like Ka. That's Ko is for Ka. Kofi. That's like a devil, isn't it? It's what is that, man? Looks really devilish, the thing there. Like a, wow, it's probably sort of a Baphomet or something, you know? I can't see anything, folks. I mean, if I had a car jack, I'll pop it, yeah, put it in between. But I mean, I'm a hitchhiker. I don't have any car jack. I get it. Well, nice and sunny, eh? I'm gonna have me coffee. Yeah, I still got some beer left. I hope it's good. I poured it over in a Coke bottle, the rest of it. After walking there in the mountains, I almost was at the bloody Pyrenees yesterday. Did so much walking to find this. How could bloody Kofi Annan find it? United Nations is just a scam organization anyway. Oh, look at it! They made it in stone, the checkerboard configuration of the Freemasons. So this is from, what was it again, 1143, I think it was. Like almost, what was it, 800 years old? Am I counting right? Yeah, well, 850. Freemasons were already here. In the medieval times they were here. And this is the red and the white house of Pharaoh. One should be red, another one should be white. Like the colors of the Knights Templars. Yeah, too, they're shooting through it, you know? Yeah. Oh, I thought Jesus was here, a mess. No, no Jesus, we just got the Baphomet guy. Yeah. Hey, look, there's nobody here. Yeah. And that farm is new, you know, I mean new. What the hell did Kofi Annan do here, eh? I'll have you guess once. This is old, eh? Very old. Oh, maybe I can get a good look in here. Oh, yeah. No, not really. I just put the zoomer in. See what it does. Nah. Let's try the other ones. What was that? That's a bit high. Oh, if you see something, I don't. Yeah, it's like shooting back with a video cam. The most dangerous arm in our days. I mean, Swissy, I'm very much afraid of it. Hey, Swiss, hey? Hey? You're afraid of my camera? Oh, you can grab a bloody stone out. There's no snake in it. Yeah, I got a Templar stone, eh? I found it. Oh, look, some more candles. Bloody Satanist, you are. You bloody Satanist. Kofi Annan with your Swiss United Nations. All the NGOs are all in Swaziland, eh? Can you see it?
So I turned the lamp on. I don't know. Look. The candle's there. You see it? Ah, oh, these perverts. And the last one who saw it was a child just before death. So I'm going to leave it here. They're perverts. Probably some more candles. It's all, you know, behind the stones and all that. Oh, disgusting. So Kofi Annan, he was, you know, lighting his candle here, doing a sacrifice, and I get a peace prize, Nobel Prize for it, by the King of Norway, another bloody pharaoh. Well, that's an interesting hole there, hey. Disgusting. Hey, Kofi, well, I'm coming after you, hey, with your olive tree, hey. This is tolerance. Lighting a candle with children here. With your olive tree. Talking about tolerance, you bloody liars. You know, the French Interior Minister, Castaner. You know, he said, you know, I've never seen a policeman hurt anybody. We all see it in the internet. We all see it. So many young French women, you know, walking around with the all-seeing eye for the rest of their lives, you know. Because of being punched out with a Swiss weapon. Brugge and Tomet, it's all Swiss. The cops also have Swiss weapons, Sieg. France is being sold out on the stock market. Doesn't even exist anymore. Because they are bloody rabbits anyway. I'm sorry, I'm doing a little bit of ranting here. What's that? It's all blocked here. It looked like a child's skull here. Well, Kofi Annan was cold. Oh, there's a little bird there. Kofi Annan said, "Oh, I'm having a chill. You know, the devil came in. You know, through, you know." Where's that little bird? I'm feeling cold. Can you block the windows? I'm used to Africa, you know, this is too cold here. I see the Pyrenees in the snow. I just can't get it. Oh, there it is. Now it's difficult to zoom in, you know, with this, to focus with this hole in it. I'm used to Africa, it's too cold here. And when the Baphomets came in, there was just a wind rushed through the temple. This is their temple, their satanic temple, eh? Kofi Annan. Well, you're not black, you're not a Negroid. Sorry, African brothers, they did the same bloody thing with us. You know, raping us for 2,000 years, the Romans, they killed us all. They did the same thing with us. The whiteys taking the slaves, they were not whiteys. It was the aristocracy, just like Kofi Annan. He's not an African. He's a pharaoh. And there were the black kings who took their own people in bondage, you know, and put them in cages and in chains and sold them to the slave drivers who were the Swiss. All the ships belonged to the Swiss. Watch my film, The Swiss Slavery Ships. We're all in the same ship. Ship, sergeant, don't see a ship. Yes, son. Okay, sergeant, I see the ship. What's that? Oh, my God. My goodness, Kofi Annan. You know, never destroy it, folks. There are people telling me, let's destroy it all. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't destroy the evidence. I want it to be here, in, you know, so our children can see it, you know, in 1,000 years. Don't ever destroy it. Don't do that. And even have an association. You send them an email. Nobel Prize. Oh, I get it. They call it the Nobel Prize. It's given by the king. He's a Nobel man or a nobleman, you see? That's why they call it the Nobel Prize. It's only for them. The ones who consolidated the pharaohs into power a bit more. You know, like pillaging the black people, eh, Mr. Kofi Annan? That's what you did. And then you get the Nobel Prize for it. For the noble ban. The aristocracy. Eh? Oh, you can hear me getting chilly and windy. That's, you know, a lot of difference in temperature with this next to me. I really feel that in the night, eh? The chill came down from the mountains last night. So I'm going to get my I'm going to have me scoff here, beer from yesterday. And oh, bloody hell, it's open. Ah, oh, it isn't. Oh, there's, oh, I can open it. Oh, folks. Yo, I'm going to have me scoff and I'm going to open it, eh? I just have to push this thing away. Or is it, oh, it's like a middle age, you know. No, I can't. It's from the inside. I can't. I can. I have to burn it down. Very well. The whole door will burn down, eh? I'm going to have me scoff here. You see how it's changing quickly. Before it was sunny. Before it was rainy. In the mountains, the weather is changing quickly. It can be sunny next moment. There is snow. You probably won't even see it. Because of the wind. I should get myself an external microphone. So, I'm in the very, very south of France, more southern than Nice. And Kofi Annan probably thought by themselves, well, this is the nearest I get to Africa. Eh? Well, let's plant that bloody thing there, and the tree as well. Sorry, my African brothers. You know, I talk like this about the whiteys as well, and probably even worse, eh? So, yesterday was a nice black man. He took me hitchhiking from the Caribics, and from the French part, La Réunion, or whatever they call it. That's next to Africa. I forgot the name. Very nice bloke, so no problems with you. Neither with Muslims, neither with Jews. Not with real nationalists who try to open their eyes. I talk to you all, jihadists and all. I talk a bit rough sometimes, so you just forgive me, eh? Right. Okay. So in fact, you know, for the red and the white house, this here, the checkerboard configuration, it means, that's why they have it. Amongst others, that it's like, you know, we are like pawns on a chessboard. It also means you're entering ancient Egypt here. There are different laws here. You better behave, or otherwise, you know, we'll do you. We'll do you anyway. The Jews call them the Erev Rav. It's not even, there's very few Jews who know about it. Most of them, they don't even know about it anymore. They don't even have any more. They have no more roots either, you know, just like us, eh? Just some guys with their curly hairs on the side. So this is Erev Rave. I learned something there, you know, that's exactly what I'm saying. You know? They came together with the Jews and on the back of the Roman Empire. More on the back of the Roman Empire, actually. Well, later on, yeah. And, okay, shut up now, I'm hungry. Beer was still okay. A samurai size sauce, lots of eggs here. And you know, coming back to what I was talking about before. Too bad, actually. It's really windy. Look at that. Too bad I couldn't find it. Otherwise, I would have planted. I wanted to plant my tent next to the commandery. Hey, good boy. Not really. And but maybe it's better, maybe they had a session going on last night, who knows. And you know, people should do more, you know, coming back to what I just said before. I'm really getting bad weather. You know, people saying, you know, talking about it, what did Jesus, what is he famous for? The Pop Larson would probably say he was taking away demons. Others say healing the sick. But come on, what is he famous for, eh? He was famous for the sexual sublimation. He was not doing it. Remember what I told you before with the tent? Now, instead of saying 100 times a day like Jesus Jesus loves me, especially me. He loves me, especially, and saying that 100 times a day, you know, would be better to take your hand out of your pockets and away under the blanket and start some sexual sublimination and, you know, fight the enemy. Because that's what bloody Jesus would like you to do, you know, fight Satan and do something instead of saying, Jesus loves me, and especially me, he loves me, I'm going to heaven, all that. Well, forget about heaven, don't care about it, do something. You'll see if later or sooner you get to heaven or to the other side. Like in Auschwitz, you turn right, you turn left, you know, it's all the same thing, right? If you do that sexual sublimation instead of doing some dipshit every dip sauce every night, you know, if you really come into the realm of the sexual sublimation, I hope you can hear me, it's so windy. You really, you know, instead of doing some dip sauce every night and losing your energy, you become so strong in the end, you know, you start healing people. Either by information or giving a good advice or really physical healing, because the energy, you know, the energy you don't throw away, you know, it gets out through your body extensions, you know, like your hands or something, you know. And I look at what Jesus was doing, you know. Sexual sublimation and upsetting the ones in power, the Pharisees in those days, like the Pharaohs, eh? Just as I'm doing here. This is the only way to get in the realm of Christ, is to and other spiritual masters, to to do your sexual sublimation. There's no other way. You can't get there and by saying 100 times a day, Jesus loves me, only me, to bring me to paradise, I'm so special, Jesus loves me, bring me there, I don't know what, you know. No. 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 And, oh, I forgot it. This is the only way to get there, sexual sublimation. Oh yeah. Now, all of you probably take your pens out and, oh, wait a minute, I saw a film about Mary Magdalena, you know, or like Da Vinci Code. Well, first of all, Dan Brown, it was all plagiarism, you know, you stole it all of these three British guys who don't know a bloody thing as well, you know, either. I forgot their names. They don't even know what the Knights Templar is, really. I happen to be the only one who's leaking it out, what they are. And so of course there was no Mary Magdalena, you know, it's all, it's a myth, never was. Poor bloke, they nailed him on a cross, and for some of them, for some of you it was the end of story, for some of you it continued, but there was, there definitely never has been any Mary Magdalena, no way. That was for the other ones, you know, Pharaoh and the Pharisees who survived and then finally came to Europe and did the same thing with us as they did to the Jews and to the Arabs and, you know, whoever, and the Samaritans and, you know. So, this is what Jesus did, really. He practiced sexual sublimation, yeah. On his sandals with long hair, just like me. And this is the only way to get in the realm of Christ. There's no other way. And then all the other things, they'll turn up. Sometimes in the middle of a forest or something, it will just turn up. I mean, we are the we are the servants of God. He's not our servant. You can't just say pray or say hallelujah or Allahu Akbar 5 times a day and, you know, you just do, you know, click your fingers and say, well, you're going to solve all my problems because I'm so important. Jesus loves me, only me, only me. No, we are the servants. And I love it. You know, these guys, you know, like the Bielski brothers in the film Defiance, they perfectly understood it. Because they didn't listen to the rabbis, the Eretz Rav. No, help yourself and the heavens will assist you. So good here. Exactly here. Help yourself and the heavens will assist you. I helped myself. I had my tent. I walk around. I helped myself. And the heavens did assist me. I found it. I found the bloody thing here. But they're checkerboard Freemasons. So you see the heavens? Help yourself. Nobody else is going to do it. Help yourself and the heavens will assist you. Just before, there was a falcon just hovering over, just like near to me, in front of the fence there, you know, just here. I couldn't film it, it went too quick. Horrors, right? And it's still in the Templar Commander. Look at this change, it's getting cold and freezing. And, you know, once more about Kofi Annan, well, you know, Kofi Annan, you know it. With your Peace Prize and your Nobel Prize, you know, United Nations is another murder organization, you know, who told the Bosnians there, you know, we're gonna save you in Srebrenica, you know, and then just give us your weapons, you know, and then they had them all murdered by the other ones. Oh, there it is again. Oh, that's another one. It's in Milan. There it is. But before there was a falcon. Well, anyway, the Kofi Annan, he knows it very well that the Templars, they were a bunch of murderers, sodomists, Satanists, killers, rapists, you know. He knew that very well. Just like the French president today is killing the French youth, shooting their eyes out with Swiss weapons. Hey, Kofi Annan, with your Peace Prize. You know that that's what the Templars really are. We all know it's a military organization. You just have to watch bloody Hollywood for that, eh? Coming back to Roseanne, Hollywood. You know, some people wrote me that she's a, you know, she has a bond with Satan, you know. Well, I tell you, you know, if she would, she would have demons that help her, like, you know, and singing the national anthem or the Super Bowl a lot better, you know, like Beyoncé did. And we all know, you know, it was not the same sort of backed up Satanist performance, you know, it was, but I loved it anyway. But again, you know, I tell you, Rose, you came into my life, we Skype for like 1.5 hours. Now you don't write me anymore all of a sudden. So you said a few words about, you know, MK Ultra, and I have a feeling you're falling back into the old patterns, you know, taking the fruits of your career and, you know, being, you know, honored in Israel where you are. And I tell you, time is short, because these things, from what I've heard in the heavens, or you know, apparently, from what I've heard, we all go there somewhere, you know. These things like advocating homosexuality, as you did, and feminism, as you did. You know, there's a war against the patriarch, even against your own Jews. That's one of the reasons they killed them all. And you say the opposite, you know, with the feminist things there. From what I've heard, these things, and amongst others, it's bad news up there. Rose, it's bad news. So I tell you, put all your cards on doing something good for humanity. Final. So Freemasons, Templars, they still gather here, eh? Like Mandela, another Freemason. Knight of Malta, the knights. They're all knights here, eh? Well, let's say good night. So Kofi Annan, he came here to honor the foundation of their order, you know, that's so-called. You know, I won't be surprised that, you know, Nelson Mandela, he probably came here as well. Actually, I have no doubt, you know. And they did some little sacrifices here. I just have to block the road here, the path, which I couldn't find. There's nothing here. I can do whatever they please. This is the true SS, the Nazi Templars. S for Satanist and S for Sodomist. Has nothing to do with Schutzstaffel. Here's the bloody sign I missed in the night. Ah, too bad, I would have slept there then, eh? I missed it. I didn't see it. I went straight ahead. Oh boy. So I'm back to where I came from, passing the night there. Unfortunately, maybe fortunately, not next to that thing there. And now I understand the name Matrone. Because, you know, there's the word patron. That's the male chief, the male boss. And there's also, in Italian, patroni, or in Spanish, in Latin, you know. So matrone is the female boss, eh? So next to the fact of the sodomist, Satanist for SS, there's also, as I told you before, there's also ISIS. As demotic was only written with consonants, just like Jewish, Hebrew, or Arabic. So the Saint Matrone, the Saint female boss, that's ISIS. That's where it is a reference to. And, you know, these homos, they wage a war against the patriarch, the Nazi Templars. Being one of the reasons, as I told you, they murdered all the Jews, because they're very patriarchal, the Orthodox dude. So, Roseanne, as she was advocating homosexuality, feminism, the whole deal, she worked for the ones, the masters, who murdered the Jews, the same Jews. So I suppose the Orthodox dudes there in Jerusalem even stab homos there. They don't like her very much because they understand it. So I really urge you, Roseanne, in case you didn't really know, before it's too late, you're 66, don't have much more time left, to put all your efforts in the other way around, instead of making nice videos and, you know, being the Hollywood hero in Jerusalem and for all the TV stations, which is all fair anyway, I'll recommend you to stop that and to put all your efforts in the other side, which you haven't done yet before. Salut. And so, but it's interesting though, you know. So, Roseanne, you've been working for the Erev Rav. That's why you've been working for these ones here. That's why ISIS, she wants more and more of these homos dudes, because they don't like real men. They put real men who open up their mouths like me, they put them in prison. Oh. The Nazi Templars, a bunch of sexual perverts, raping children, that's what Nazis did. And it's a war against the patriarch. Yeah.